Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey guys, welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 63.
Hey!
Or 63.
Of course, yeah.
You'll be reeing when you're 60.
Let's hope I make it to 60, eh?
I said that.
What a goal that would be.
Would be a great goal.
Yeah. 60 years old. Yeah, do you reckon we'll still be it?
Maybe.
And be, yeah, well, yeah. Make it to 60 and die, yeah. I'm probably going to...
I did it!
My work here is done. No, I'm going to get it 60. I'm going to keep going. Let's aim for 80.
You said 35, didn't you, originally? Was it 30?
But you know what? I have made some changes to my life.
Like what?
I'm on a weight loss journey. and I'm hoping to keep that going to 60.
You've always been on a weight loss journey in a way, haven't you? You know.
Not always.
It kept stopping off at KFC. We'll have a look.
Yeah.
We'll just poke our heads in.
I've got any circles here.
Stopping at the services again, aren't we?
I'm sort of hoping that doesn't happen again. You know, KFC I'm done with. I've had my time with the Colonel.
Just yelling, Subway can be healthy.
It can be.
Yeah, not with a foot long.
It depends what you have in it. Salads. Sweet corn. I guess that falls under salad.
Falls off the sandwich a lot of the time.
No. Hold the salad, mate.
Well, they pick it up just to hold it.
Yeah.
That's a real
like
weird
that.
Power move.
Oh, I like that.
Don't put it out until I'm finished.
They stand next to me and I just sort of, I nibble.
Right, so you don't even wolf it down. You're really taking time over this.
So someone's hold. Sorry.
There's a lot of issues going on here.
Someone's holding the sandwich for you.
Just a salad.
Right, okay.
I go in, I say I'll have a meatball.
You've misunderstood the phrase hold the salad, haven't you? I have a foot long meatball Mariana. Hold the salad. Hold it!
I pay your fucking wages! I've told you about the booklets at uni, didn't I?
Yeah.
Southampton. They were good times, man.
What was that?
Everyone in my halls didn't want Subway. So I had like.
Fools!
You only did a few weeks, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I had to leave. I went to Subway more than I went to some of the classes.
I only came for the Subway.
Uni, what?
Graduated from Subway. Did it after 3 months?
Oh, they were sad to see me go, man.
Not with your fucking mouth. You're giving away those half price deals.
Look at half price Smith.
He's eating us out of bread. And we're also joined by Tom Looney.
Looney.
Do you eat at Subway?
I did for a phase, back when I was vegetarian.
Phase clan.
Many years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, you used to get the vegetable patty. Have you had it?
Oh, no.
It looked a lot like sort of dog food.
Weird loaf, wasn't it?
Do you know, like, it was when I was working at the civil service in Stockport. It was just like, it was that or a chippy.
Chippy sounds
or
good.
A lunch. Or a pack lunch.
Pack lunch is abysmal.
Well, it depends what's in the pack lunch, though.
Does. Subway. Here's one I bought earlier. What is a packed lunch for a young vegetarian?
Ooh, a packed lunch. I mean, I've not packed a lunch in years. It probably will be some kind of pasta or rice based thing. Just a Tupperware.
How many Tupperwares are we going through for that 600 grand?
Just opens his bag and just keeps piling them on the table.
Just in raw material form.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you cook it yourself and you make it. You've got the little roller.
I often do, especially if I think, oh, that's going to get soggy if it goes together. So I've got to keep these separate.
Yeah.
Like tomato and a burger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or a sandwich.
Yeah,
that's great at the time.
Yeah. Or yogurt with my granola.
Or your pasta.
Yeah.
Yogurt pasta.
Has it been done before?
Talk me through that.
Must have been done before.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Someone's splopped in a bit of creme fraiche. It can't be too far away.
Is there a pasta that isn't a savoury dish? Surely there's like a... Because it's just... What is it? Just eggs and flour?
Chocolate ravioli.
Well, obviously you've got... Yeah, you like...
Is that a thing?
You dessert pizzas.
So, yeah. Wow.
I had a Nutella pizza in Bali.
Oh, that's cool.
I've travelled. There's really good Italian food in Bali.
Really?
Yeah, really. Actually, the best food I've ever had was there. And it was cheaper than here. God, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Did you do much Asian food while you were there? Because you've got everything in Bali.
Yeah, dabbled. They've got a lot of good vegan food because I just didn't want to try the meats or fish in case you get Bali belly and then you're pooing and not there for that long. You don't want to spend it on the toilet. Yeah. And over on the desk, the man who can't be moved. The script wrote a song about him. It's Ethan Jones.
Hello. Ethan James, that is.
Oh!
That was your middle name.
63 episodes.
We weren't talking about you.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Ethan James Jones.
To this day, I can imagine you on The Voice. Your family watching on. You know they're not going to turn around. Maybe just a peek and laugh. You got to see this one.
Start turning the chair. No, turn it back.
To a full 360.
It clearly doesn't turn that far.
Bitty peek over the back of it. Why did you watch Tom Jones laughing?
It's my son, that. Can we hear what you'd be like on the Voice?
Are you go on,
behind the scenes.
Do I have to pick my own song?
I think we went with the script.
The script, okay.
Next up is this act, and then we'll do your sort of sob story.
Is that how they say it? This act.
Anyway, next up is Ethan Jones, James.
I went to Blaine Races. It was on the 9th of June. On a Saturday afternoon.
Oh no.
I got the bus to Bambra, but she was heavy laden. To see the Blaine races. Oh, me lads, you should have seen them scattered.
If they're not turned after that note, you are in trouble. You are in trouble.
Unless you can find another level.
I can
win them back.
How does that song finish? What's the last line?
It's going to be your shore, eh?
I should have been halfway through, he forgot the lyrics.
Everyone join in, you know the words.
We sent them back on the weird. Right.
I really thought it was going to be like a 6 second bit and I would have been cut off by then. But,
you got into it then.
No, yeah, you did really well there.
Yeah, so, do you know the last line by any chance?
No, I don't.
Do you know any of the songs after
probably
that?
To see the Blaine and races.
Okay, we'll do that. Yes. No one's turned, and this is your last chance to get someone. Let's have that line.
Maybe you got to hold that last note.
To see the Blaine and races. Oh, you bunch of bastards. Turn around for that. Turn around and look at me. Come on.
Is this still part of it?
Come on, racers. Look at me. Look at me.
Someone's called blatant racist.
You pulled part of it off.
It was. Thank you.
Yeah.
You could pull off a blatant racist, couldn't you?
Let's see that.
I'll turn around for that. I wouldn't vote reform myself, but I can see your frustrations. Anyway, we don't have a guest this week. Don't bloody need one.
No.
We had a queue of them saying, oh, can I come on and plug that? I said, shut up.
Oh, they want
to plug
something.
Do we need to talk to you? Yeah,
name and shame.
And plug.
You know what? I'm not going to give them because they want that credit.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to give it to them. So you can all just think about what you've done. I said,
can we AI like a little guest in the corner?
No.
Just a little one.
Just a little.
No, we don't need to.
They don't need to say anything. They can just sit there.
Maybe pop them there.
You can't talk, can they?
Max Smith.
Hello, mate.
I put something on it, but I kept something on here and you got rid of it, but you've been,
oh, sorry. Yes, I did.
Splitting yourself out to other podcasts. What's going on there?
I've taken a leaf out of your book. You've been going on to these other bigger podcasts.
There's my bookmark. I can't afford a bookmark. You fucking taking it.
Why was that a leaf?
I swear I've reread that chapter.
Well, good. Do you know what? It's good, actually. You take it in.
You clearly,
if you thought you'd read it before, it means you clearly didn't take it in, did you?
I left the doors open. I wanted a nice through draft in the house. It's been incredibly warm.
Yes.
I heard some stomping. I thought somebody was angry.
Stomping,
turns
I was doing tiptoes.
You've
got stuff on your tiptoes, can you?
What the fucking pranks have been involved with? That's the nastiest. That's the nastiest. You have the gall to just throw it out there.
Well, I haven't thrown it anywhere. I've still got it.
Right.
I will return it next week. Lovely leaf.
Oh, another week without my bookmark.
Just get another one.
Why don't you get one?
Great thing about leaves is they grow on trees, mate. You can just go pick one.
Yeah, you can go pick your own.
Oh, well, I kind of did in a way. I saw one and went, oh, I love that one. I love that.
How'd you see
it? Oh, so you were in there for another reason.
Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah.
Okay. And you just happened across the leaf.
So what have you been up to this week, Smith?
Working.
It's only Tuesday.
Oh, what, from yesterday? Okay.
This week,
well, working, I guess, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to go into work early. Well, I went to the gym, but it's me every day, isn't it?
Oh, we've got to start from Monday.
Went to the gym. You called me. I was in the changing rooms.
Yeah.
As I'm, you know, as I frequent, because I put my bag in and then I go out. I'm already changed.
Ethan, you're not noting down cut, are you? Oh, that'd be horrible.
Don't bloody do that.
Don't bloody do that and check the time. Don't bloody do that.
Got you.
Sorry, all right, fine. I got into a fight. Ooh.
What?
Ooh, really? At the gym?
Yeah, ooh.
What with?
This could be a clip.
Was this the woman who films herself and she caught you looking again?
Sorry?
The woman who films herself and caught you looking again.
Yeah, go, what are you filming me for?
Yeah. Sorry?
What are you filming me for? I'm on the stepper side.
You
as I normally
for
am.
You wish.
Sorry?
You for you wish.
What does that mean?
Not for.
Wait. Oh, you saying I'm below a four?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
You fuck off.
No, you fuck. Why would you even be filming someone less than a four, mate? Unless you're putting me on one of your...
I wasn't filming you. Now I am. For my own safety.
Hey, guys.
You're a mean three.
I'm not a three. If anything, at least a solid
mate,
seven.
Take it.
What are you doing here?
You've been so rude. In fact, you've been perving at me for the past half
perving
an hour.
Perving on you. You're mid-bro.
The worst
you
part
are
is,
mid-bro.
The worst part is when you come up to the camera and say, oh, check out proper rank link in the description. What's that?
And do you ever put it in the description?
No. The only proper rank thing here is you, pal.
Yeah, very funny.
Thank you.
We're all laughing.
Thank you. You are, actually.
Come on, who's got my back here? Come on.
No one's your back.
Yeah, no, you need to do more glute work, mate. Yeah? Fucking dickhead, bro.
Spent a lot of time looking at no back, haven't you, you perv?
Sorry?
Spent a lot of time looking at no back, haven't you?
I'm not even looking at you. I'm not doing it, okay? I'm on the stepisizer. I've got my movie on.
Have you thought about pressing on? You stood there, ogling. Yeah.
So how would you know this anyway?
I've watched back the footage.
What's
it's called
wrong
editing.
With, what's wrong with that anyway?
Ogling. What's wrong with ogling women in the gym?
Oh, you're a woman?
Yes.
No, surely not.
Why?
For those are moobs, mate. Man tits.
You'd know.
How would I know? How the fuck would I know? These are fake.
Great.
These are fake.
Well done.
These aren't real.
You spent money on your fake boobs. Congrats.
Again for free, mate. Yeah.
Oh, right.
You've done nothing. You've not.
Who's
you know,
this?
Well, he's my mate, isn't he? He's my little chum.
Little chum?
Yeah. Go on. Tell him your life story.
I just held the camera.
All right. Okay, for two angles.
Yeah. Well, that's for me, though. That's my own personal footage.
This is my own safety, remember? I don't feel safe around
can
you.
Can you film her, please? Yeah.
No, not without consent.
We are.
Why don't we remember giving
we
you
are
consent?
Live.
This is a bit where you come over and plug a different podcast. Yeah?
Hey, guys, check out the White Noise podcast.
Hey, guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the sea and
for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
Smith, you've joined a Kickstarter.
You know when you're trying to think of what you've done in that week and you're like, oh, I've done fucking nothing.
Hey.
So I joined a Kickstarter. There's a new board game coming out based on the cyberpunk universe. Really love it. Really excited about it. I got in the Kickstarter. I don't know what a Kickstarter is.
Mm. Isn't it something you do on a moped or a motorbike?
Potentially, yes. Yeah. This is not that sort of thing.
Okay, we'll rule that out.
Okay, that's gone.
Would be cool, though.
He's not.
It would
he's
be
not
cool.
Be
on a motorbike.
I would love to be on a motorbike.
I saw you in the Harley Davidson shop last week. And you
I didn't
look
know
like you were
one.
Chatting away a lot.
Yeah, okay.
It's on sale.
Just crouch behind a bike. Ogling.
And was she sat on this one?
Oh,
that's horrible.
Does it come across
Max.
Well? Is Harley in? Harley's a bloke, mate.
Oh, God, no, I leave
is,
then.
Is David's son in?
Surely he's a bloke as well. Why am I picking and choosing blokes? Take what I can get. Take anyone. Link in the description, my number.
No, and the Kickstarter that he signed, is it a petition type
no,
of thing?
No, it's like you pay money, so, right. And then in the future I will get that board game.
You put down $4,000.
Yeah.
No.
And then in the future we'll give you some of your money back.
No, I think I just get the board game and the, like, you pay for different things. What's wrong with that?
You know, it's obviously because there's a lot of money in it.
No. How much have you put down, do you mind me asking?
So I paid 70.
Right.
And that will be going on my account for 7 months.
So 10 months...
I think it's,
no,
I think it's 400.
£10.
What? £70 a
month. I
think month
it's 400.
Months.
Put it in an ISA for fuck's sake, Max.
I don't know what that is. It's a cyberpunk board game with all these expansions. Very exciting.
How many
stuff.
Expansions are we talking?
I think I've gone for 6.
Wow.
And they're only £4,000 per expansion.
More expansions available?
No, I think I went for all of them.
Wow.
But okay. if I paid extra, I could have got a mug. Which, and a bear, but I don't want a bear.
When it says mug included, I think they mean you, mate.
Well, I didn't pay for that one, so.
We'll
mug free, baby.
We'll see you in the fine print.
£5,000 Mick Smith charge.
Still, that sounds great.
No, honestly, you're welcome to come over and play it.
Thank you. When is it, in 10 months?
So I think there's 10 days till the thing's over. You can't put any more money in.
We've extended it for a year for you, sir.
I'm sure they'd make an exception.
But then when that's over, then I think they're going to start making the game.
This is mess.
So they've not made the game yet, so you've invested in the... Right, okay.
Yeah, look, I am one of... A lot of people have signed up for
Sounds
it.
Sounds like that Brewdog punk scheme.
Yeah. No punks. Well, cyberpunk, yeah, I guess so. Well done.
So what have you been doing?
Since Monday, I'm pretty broken after the weekend, really struggling. Yesterday, tried to go to the sauna. Thought, you know, I've got to fix Manchester, relax a little bit.
You're trying to fix Manchester? I think Burnham's on that, mate.
he's left Manchester.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has he?
Makerfield,
isn't it, Manchester? Yeah.
Makerfield, well, you're a farmer now, Andy.
He could be.
Or a farmer.
Yeah.
Not in that tight jogging shirt, though.
So I had an energy drink before I went in, a lovely grape one. Okay. So I went in the sauna, had an allergic reaction to the energy drink. So that lasted about an hour, which was my session. And then the sauna, it was like, I went with Dave and he said, it's never been this hot. I burnt the bottom of my feet and it was so hot. Like I was in and out, just really struggling. Went to the ice pools. They were far too cold. I was dipping my feet. It was so painful.
It's like Goldilocks, isn't it?
So, yeah. So I had like I enjoyed the cold shower that was there before you go into the sauna. That was nice. It was like a chill out room that was just kind of warm, sat in there for a bit. Yeah,
so you went there, you had an energy drink and then sat in the waiting room for an hour.
Yeah, I was really itchy. There's something they put in some energy drinks that can just cause like really bad itching sensation. But yeah, it was like awful. Especially in the heat. So it just was making it worse. So that was my evening.
Wow. And that's your week.
So far.
You went for a run today?
I tried to go for a run. But I've just been struggling a bit, I thought I'd taken a lot of fluid. So I had a protein shake this morning, loads of water. I thought I'd pissed it all out. I thought I'd go for a run. I walked over to the river, get there. I'm like, I'm desperate for the toilet, but there's nowhere to really go. And there's a lot of people around. I'm like, fuck it, I'll just have to go. So I started my run. I made it about 3 steps. So I was just turning my watch on. Ran into a branch and cut my head. At this point, I just thought, so I went to, I just thought, fuck it. I walked a little instead.
Went for a run. got assaulted by a train and walked a little.
Got some more painkillers. I went back. I fell asleep. So it's been pretty intense week so far.
If your week started like that, I'm excited for the rest of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How was Stuart Lee?
Stuart Lee was great. He come out, did a bit of a preamble, which he's never done before.
Wow.
Yeah, just as, you know, people walking in and stuff. He kind of did a whole bit with that, which was funny.
Who's it? What have you bought there, love? What bag is that? A bag for life.
I would love it if he changed that much.
You're clumping in them shoes, aren't you?
But he did a character. For the second half of the show.
Oh,
which is not.
Ooh, yeah, any of them close to what we've done on the podcast? Just legally.
Yeah, I'd say the closest is probably the Easter Shark.
Shit.
Really?
Yeah, just because of the whole costume that he had.
That's annoying. Yeah, the costume on.
Yeah. He was doing an accent. Right. He was an American comedy wolf.
Okay. Okay, we haven't
done
that.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
We haven't done that. Yeah. Let that slide. Do they have a funny name that sort of play on words about wolves?
Yeah, it was Stuart Lee versus the Man Wolf.
Right.
It was the show. But I didn't really think about what that was going to be, but yeah, it was. But a very good show. And I went to a wedding afterwards. Michael from Lime Bar, yep. One of the chefs. And then, yeah, obviously Saturday, big night at the Cat's Pocket.
I saw you there. I didn't creep up. I was just coming down the stairs and it was packed.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, it was.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
And Tom was stood next to a couple of the footy lads. Mm-hmm. And I caught Tom. He didn't know this. And he was going there. Just remember, use the coasters, lads. Yeah, nah, you're good for it. And just sort of smacked them on the back a little bit. I was a bit rough and ready with them.
Yeah,
not even a please.
Yeah,
you don't like that, no?
Not a please. Oh, please use the coaster, mate.
No, you've got to be different.
Hard for this place,
you've got to be different with the footy.
You can't beg it, mate.
He's just shoving them around a bit and going...
slapping their bums and stuff like that.
Max!
Sorry, ruined the story.
We've worked really hard to get away from what happened on night one of the Cat's Pocket.
You drank the bar dry.
Well, the legacy, though. Yeah. Slapping my own ass by the end of it.
Only leg I see is yours, mate. Put it away.
This has been called a leg, eh?
Yep. But you know what? I obviously had the TV in from inside that.
Yeah, the TV from inside.
People had the one that you've seen inside.
So you had
what inside? Okay. The Sidemen show that I always
said. So the TV,
the TV that
inside,
I know that yeah,
that you know is inside. Yeah,
you're telling me that was still
just,
there.
Just relax. You need to relax. You need you to relax.
Calm
relax.
Down. Just, TV's have been mentioned in your back.
Okay, so for the last England game, I brought it outside.
Did you?
The TV was outside.
What was it on?
Ray.
On a table. Yeah.
So, but well, like it was pointing upwards, or did you have it leaned against
something? No, it was facing people. People would watch it.
So how were you holding it up?
It was on a table.
No, I get that, but... Oh, is it like a big TV? Like a big old TV?
Oh, jealous.
I feel like we're getting bogged down. There have been comments about the size of the TV, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
It was just going to happen naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought,
welcome to my world,
okay,
mate.
A bigger TV.
Yeah, yeah, so welcome to my world, mate.
I brought in the living room TV. Big heavy fucker.
Oh, so right. I know, the big silver one.
Yeah, so it was about, you know, about 4 inches bigger.
That's good, isn't it?
So I was prepped and I was ready.
Yeah, pay a lot of money for that.
Started off a little bit quiet.
Could you see, is the picture good enough to
use
see the...
Use the volume up
fine.
On the remote,
it's
mate.
It's fine, yeah. Volume's fucked, so I had to use like a sound bar, which the limit wasn't that loud. But
really? Thought, mate, if you want good sound, come to me, mate.
I know, I've just honestly...
Max, it's getting a bit too much at the moment.
Anyway, group comes in.
Sorry, yeah.
Group comes in, and they've obviously been around.
Can I ask how many people are in the group?
It's about 4 of them.
4 people.
It's about 4 of them.
Okay.
It's all this for delayed TV.
And then all of a sudden, they're making phone calls. Guys, we've found a place. We found a place, yeah? And then people are descending on the Cat's
Really?
Watching.
Yeah.
It's so, so busy, and I was not prepared for it.
How many people do these 4 people know then?
Obviously, they knew a few.
Each person knew 4 people.
Yeah, exactly.
And they knew 4 people.
Yeah, yeah. That works.
And they knew 4 people.
And then obviously Stephen turns up, you know, and then
that wasn't obvious.
He's making phone calls, bringing people in.
Yeah, I wish I got one. So the TV was on a delay.
Yeah, but do you know what? It's
was the other one. There's two TVs.
One
was delayed from the
inside one off.
Right.
But even with the outside one, obviously it's Manchester. There's football going on everywhere.
Everywhere.
So I'm streaming it. I think the bar up the way was on a wired connection. So we're hearing
them cheer. Yeah,
we're hearing cheers. And so, you know, obviously there was some of the cheers.
Not just clinking glasses. Don't do that. You'll smash them.
But yeah, a lot of them liked it. Like I even said at half time, do you want me to turn it off and see if I can put it back on and reduce the delay a bit and just see? And they're like, no, just leave it. Everyone was liking the fact that they could film it and stuff, you know, which was good.
Until you said, phones down, be in the moment.
Honestly.
I mean, them phones were doubling as coasters, so, you know.
So you were handing them out?
No.
I only have
like 6 or 7 coasters. So beyond that, you know.
I can get you some.
No, he's got 6, 7 coasters.
Nah, that's
it's a great meme. Yeah, really. That's very great. Cheap in AI.
that's Frank's.
She'll get him in. There's a few coasters are missing after last night, guys. Could you bring those in? I won't be angry.
Would you?
Be angry, yeah.
Well, are they good coasters? Or are they like little
people
paper ones?
Stealing coasters.
Well, in my head, of coasters like a paper thing, but have you got good quality coasters?
Like engraved glass.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell. Wow, no expense spared at the cat's pocket.
There's been plenty of expense spared.
You still haven't paid your bar staff from day one, have you?
Oh, shit, yeah. I'll send you some money.
Yeah, I love that.
How much do you want?
I'm kidding.
What's your...
He's not kidding. It's been about, you know, week after week of this.
Yeah, do you know what?
Please, I just need some payment.
I actually was going to send you some money.
No, I don't. Yeah,
no, I am going to
give you some money. It's almost as good as getting it, isn't it?
I am going to give you some money. But I had to pay all the booze off. Yeah. Emptied the account. Anyway,
we did
well on Saturday, so we'll chat afterwards.
Yeah, I'd love to get chatting. Yeah. Let's talk on the way back.
We'll talk on the way back.
Let's not do it on here.
No. That'd be tasteless, wouldn't it?
Join us next week to find out how much Max owes.
Oh, no. I've got a Kickstarter to fucking fund, haven't I?
We had more football on Sunday.
Are we moving on to that? Have you got anything else that you've been up to that you want to talk about before we hit the main event?
Yes. Nah. Yeah. How was your Monday?
Yeah. We had to sit through mine.
Monday was fine. I didn't really do much.
I should have gone with that.
Did a little bit of work. Yeah. Nothing. Sunday, we played foot golf at 1 p.m. And I was worried about the 1 p.m. because, you know, England played the night before and I thought, oh, there's going to be a few rapscallions out.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan included, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ethan was turning up late anyway. He'd already told me he had stuff to do. And then it got to around, it was after 2 and Ethan still hadn't arrived. And I remember saying to you two, should we just kick him out of the group chat again? Because he's useless at this point.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And then I'm saying, yes,
please do that.
Is it even if he arrives?
I think we were all chanting, weren't we? Yeah. We had that special chant.
It was probably
and
the
we
best.
Got so distracted.
Yeah.
We
got to And then over the hill, like a scamp of a mole rat, came Ethan.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
He's sort of digging through the hill, wasn't he?
He was. So, do they not have lawnmowers here? These blades are 5 inches deep. We played 8 hours. I couldn't believe
That's
that.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Eight. Yeah.
It was 8. We got there at 1.
Yeah.
And we left around 9 or 10.
I don't know what happened for those 8 hours.
I was in a taxi. It was about 9:30. We were in the taxi.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Do you know what? I was really surprised when I saw the time because it didn't feel like 8 or 9 hours.
We were in teams. You two got put together. I was with Jimmy O.
What a team. That was,
Callum and Liam, who'd been out in Gay Village till 4 a.m. And they were both...
Callum was
rough. Yeah, I remember looking around on the third hole and I didn't realise he'd put sun cream on.
It's so funny.
They just come straight from Village. No. Sorry. But he was caked in it and I thought, God, you look deathly ill.
Yeah.
And then I took off his sunglasses. He still looked awful. How are you, Ethan? Did you get drunk?
I was thinking 2 till 4 o'clock and get back for the Wimbledon final. It'll be an easy day. But 8 hours later, plenty of bottles of Blue Wicked. I've not touched that in bloody years. Yeah. The occasional Buzz Ball, one of the worst tasted ones in the world. I had to have that one,
the England one. That was disgusting.
It's like punch flavoured.
It was disgraceful.
Weird. It tastes like off tea.
Khalid was sipping that as well. I could see he was in a really bad place.
So much sugar.
A lot of sugar.
Female owned business though, Buzz Ball. Big up yourself.
Heat. Yes, thank you. My balls were buzzing.
Well, okay.
What?
I don't know if the women will enjoy that, hearing that about their company.
No, clearly a defect. They'll have to look into it.
You get them checked out.
We had some fun mini games.
Yeah, that was fun.
We did Don't Think Like Me, and nobody did Think Like Me. That went on for ages. Categories, that was fun.
Came down to heads or tails, didn't it? Don't Think Like Me.
We did Imposter. That was good.
Yeah. Yep.
That was fun. It wasn't filmed. That was just for us.
It was just for us.
Yeah. I wish it was filmed so we could know what happened for 8 hours.
Well, there was a lot of controversy, wasn't there? Because there wasn't a winner. After about 6 hours, it was really tightly contested. But then a lot of corruption occurred. There was obviously Tom rightfully got punished for throwing me to the ground, for hitting me.
There was three in one hole where you took him down.
Well, I think I was there was a nice little ruckus that seemed a bit fun with you and Max wrestling. So I came over. I was dragged into the said ruckus. I just remember tumbling over both of you. Next minute, Stephen's glasses are broken.
Snap my glasses.
And I'm,
that is mental.
And I'm looking at like a 10 shot penalty.
Because you're on the same team.
I was defending you on the day because I was like, he's my teammate, he's my boy, I've got to have his back. But now that we have no affiliation.
Seriously? What?
I am fucking fuming, mate.
Thanks, Smith. Thanks.
I'm fucking fuming. That was disgusting what you did that day. Because his glasses, mate.
You got like a +5 for that hole. But then it was the next hole where it really unfolded. And when Ethan got pushed over 3 or 4 times.
But that's fine.
And you're on a +12.
Obviously, it was very obvious that, you know, we weren't going to win then. And we were going to be taking penalties everywhere. And then a conversation took place between you and Ethan, which must have had something to do with it, because I walked over to Ethan and he took a dive.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
He took a dive on a foot golf course.
He took
a dive. And then obviously he took a dive and I thought, this started booing him. Saw that we were getting penalties. He thought, well, what I'll try and do is I'll try and be Stephen's little sidekick weasel.
I would never call myself that.
I'm paraphrasing, but it's see if it helps me in the game. Obviously, Ethan didn't realise the game was gone.
Yeah, of course.
The game was gone. We're all bored.
But he's still doing it, though.
I know.
Been playing for 7 hours at that point. Yeah. Some of us just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
After another hour.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people, it involves looking through lots and lots of documents, and if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Max's football round.
Max, who's gone and bloody won the bloody World Cup, probably, possibly?
Guys, you know it's France. The way they're playing, you've got Mbappe at the front, you've got Mbappe at the back, he's everywhere. And he's scoring goals, non-stop goals. And he's making me £100.
Do you reckon the French supporters have ever tried to get this song Mbappe going?
That is good. Yeah. I don't know. I've not been on the ground with the French supporters yet. Mm. I'm hoping to fly out this...
£100.
Got to spend money to make money.
Right.
And I'm going to be there behind centre line, just going... Come on, Mbappe, and the rest of the boys. I don't know your names. I'm not bothered to learn them.
You not learned to say it in French.
Hmm. I'm hoping that he speaks English. Mate, I will also hire an interpreter at the time.
You're going to be in debt.
Yeah.
Are you flying him out as well?
Well, no. I'm hoping that there's somebody at the French versus Argentina final,
right,
that can speak a little bit of French and a little bit of English.
Okay.
Well, enough that they can say what I want them to say.
What is it you want to say?
Hey, Mbappe and the rest of the guys who have not bothered.
When are you saying this, sorry? Before the game? During?
So I'll be at the centre line saying it to...
So like on the pitch?
Well, no, behind the so there'll be like an advertisement board,
yeah,
which I've obviously paid to say, go on, France, get that goal.
But you're still saying it vocally as well as...
So you're standing in front of your own paid advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With blocking my interpreter, it. Who is saying everything I want him to say.
Is this in a loud stadium setting?
Yeah, but that's fine because we've got megaphones.
You and your interpreter?
Yeah.
So you're... I mean, why do you need one?
But because my interpreter can't hear me over the ruckus that's going on.
You could write it down.
That would make sense, but then I'd have to buy a pen and paper.
If you know what you want to say, if you know if it's pre-planned, why don't you just cut this out and just hire someone to say what you want to say?
Or just learn it.
Yeah.
Just learn, go on Mbappé in French. I think Mbappé's Mbappé in French.
Yeah. So that's one word down.
Yeah, you just need go on.
That is also one word I won't need to pay the translator to say.
You don't need a translator.
So are you going to like shout the ones that you know? You interject.
No, I'm going to say, look, I'm going to say these words.
So he's going to say go on and you're going to shout Mbappé.
No, I'm going to say...
Are you saying go on or come on?
I'd go on, come on, Mbappé. I'd say all of it.
Go on and come on, Mbappé.
Go on, come on, Mbappé. And he's just caked in the stuff.
It's not hateful.
And he's like, oh, God, I can't see the ball.
He speaks English.
We know he can speak English.
Oh, he can? I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right. So why the fuck have I paid this translator to be shouting all this stuff at Mbappe?
You tell me.
In French, you can't even speak French, apparently.
What if he turns around to you and goes, hey, it's not a one-man team?
The translator?
No, Mbappe.
I'd say, look, don't speak to me. You speak to my translator and he will tell me what you've just said.
Right.
You go, okay. Or whatever it is in French.
That does make sense. I would say to the translator, tell him, don't speak to me, speak to you.
I thought you'd pay the translator per word already. That was like prearranged.
Oh, you've not thought this through.
I've got a tab.
You kind of worked out what words you're not paying him for.
I've got a tab on, it's fine. So
a cob on.
Well, France, I want France to win, obviously. I do think Spain versus France tonight. I don't know which way it will go. I think it's going to be France in a 3-0 defeat.
It's quite compelling. Moving on. I've got a great segment.
Ooh, I love the segment.
Lock the week. This week we have a story. This is the answer. What's the question? 642 acres.
Winnie the Pooh when he's upgraded his house. So he lives in the 100-acre woods.
Yep. Good.
So now he lives in a bigger place. He's got a lot more wealth.
Some advanced warning of these.
Ooh, season 6.
Speak when spoken to.
Season 6 of... it's got to be a show called like something Acres.
You got any, Ethan?
Season 642 of SNL with George Fouracres.
Yeah.
How much of Dufton Moor destroyed by wildfires?
Cheers, yeah.
So we've got a great Winnie the Pooh joke. We've got...
wasted. Fucking loser. It's awful, that. You go on Ryan's forehead, could you? Is that too hard?
Ryan's forehead.
Do it again, come.
No, forget it. Forget it, you losers. Have you exposed?
Bloody Hugh Dennis over here.
Around 30 to 45 fires, a continuous attack of the blaze.
Only 30
burned,
to 40?
Well, no, they can have others outside the age range. Which has burned around 642 acres of moorland and woodland. Oh, a lot of smoke around.
Really smoky.
Yeah.
Thought Ryan was out on his balcony again, mate.
Probably was.
Yeah, definitely.
Stressed was. The blaze. Yeah. he still hasn't filmed his video.
I think just get it over and done with,
yeah,
mate.
You're going to have to.
We'll pick a day.
Okay.
Because if the new season starts and you haven't done it...
Can we pick a day?
There will be
no
a forfeit.
No more FPL for you.
Oh, God.
I think a Saturday would be good because it's not during work hours, is it? And also, like... what about the 8th of August during the day? Nice busy summer holidays.
I'm working that day, I think.
No, you're not.
Would it not be nice to have like a little trophy out for the World Cup final?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, that's very Sunday, good, yeah.
Oh, nice little trophy someone can take home.
Yeah. No. We'll
rub the trophy for good luck.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Right, that's
there
on the
you
castle.
Go.
Yeah.
I hope they rob the trophy. Take me away somewhere better. Nicer life.
If a dog named Pickles picked you up, would you be happy?
I'd be delighted.
A dog named Pickles.
Yeah.
I think that found the original found World it, Cup yeah. when it was lost.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Anyway, that was Log the Week there. Give you a few moments to let that stitch wear off.
Wow, what a great clip that was.
It's got some more news. Yeah. Andy Burnham set to be Prime Minister. Max, you used to speak about Andy Burnham a lot.
Mm.
I think you mentioned how tight you were with him.
Me and Andy.
So are you hoping that you'll get a job in his cabinet?
Well, it depends on cabinet, yeah.
Oh, we should play for this. Can I come out now? Can I come out now?
Oh, yeah. What, like are you some like nice mahogany cabinet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to end up paying for this, aren't you?
Yeah, Kickstarter for his cabinet.
You never start kicking it. It's mahogany.
That would scuff.
It would.
Yeah, but yeah, you have to get some Mr. Sheen on that.
Or Mrs. Bigot.
Is there a Mrs. Sheen? I thought it was like a solo, like a bachelor, wasn't he? Just going around, just, you know, rubbing himself on wooden things.
Hey?
He's having fun. Would I want a job in the cabinet? It's too much responsibility, isn't it? I don't even know what he stands for anymore.
So what policies do you think he'll have that favour the North? Because he's so bloody northern, this fella. Mm. Any sort of northern funny policies? What about this? Thatcher got rid of the milk. He reinstates gravy time. Yeah?
Gravy time, yes. All the kids.
Was gravy time
before their naps?
No.
Full of gravy.
But now we're all about the North.
Yep.
And it's going to be schools around like 10 or 11
a.m. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Have your gravy.
Ooh, I feel like I would cake. I would be more likely to nap if I've had a big jug of Bisto gravy.
It was never a big jug, was it?
You're an adult. Cup. You can do that.
I know. I'm just saying that. If I was a kid, a bit of gravy time's not going to affect me, is it? I can have a bit of gravy time whenever I want.
Gravy time will affect you over time. In the long
my
run,
my overtime
you'll be
at work. Oh,
tragedy at gravy time. Gravy time gone wrong.
Drowned.
A horrible way to go, that would be.
Forgot to mix you in the hot water.
Sorry?
Was that me? I think it was.
Nah, not having that. You ever put gravy in your, like the granules in your mouth and then add some hot water?
Never.
Why? What, to save on washing up?
No, you still have the same mug, don't you?
Oh, okay. I thought you just went from the kettle. No, it's just...
Oh, God, that'd be horrific.
It would be.
Yeah.
And then what, are you spitting it out to do people's dinners?
He's fast asleep, too late.
Gravy time's going to be awful. I'm going to have to spit out that much gravy.
Yeah.
Like baby birds.
Bro spitting gravy on that trek. Stuff you left, you lose.
Might get a quick banana.
What do you think?
That is not
potassium.
Part of your life, you lose. That is not part of it. Could you sit over there then if you're going to get up and eat fruit during your life, you lose? Hey guys.
Hi.
Do you enjoy a little thing
no.
called. You don't know what I was going to say. I could have been about to say Liverpool FC.
No.
Were
you? Based on last season.
Goated comment. Do you like a little thing called the movie? Ha ha.
Sorry, what was that?
Do you enjoy a little thing called the movies?
Ha ha.
Well, the ha ha was more just like a laugh. It
don't,
wasn't really...
don't try and force the comedy. Let it happen.
I feel really bad. This isn't something that's going to make you laugh. I don't know if you know this about me. I used to be a voice actor because of my great vocal range and my voices that I can do. I was actually asked to be in a movie. They cut me out of the whole thing. Which really, really upset me. However,
makes sense.
I have been
still
to the
paid?
No, didn't get paid. Well, yes. Maybe I'm still waiting on the paycheck. If you're out there, guys, I'd love to get paid.
Do you have an agent?
I don't need one.
Clearly, you do.
You're not being paid for your acting, mate.
Clearly, don't need one, mate. Because I'm busy. I'm busy. I've got work coming anyway. So why do I need an agent?
Yeah, the work's at the Frog and Bucket. It's not in Hollywood.
Yeah, but they're not taking. Imagine if I had an agent, I'd be going 12% of that paycheck, please. Because, no, you're kidding, mate.
They wouldn't get 12% of your...
They get 12% of everything I make. I'm not having it.
Oh, so they get 12% of the toaster you had this morning.
Mate, honestly, they could have if I had one.
Right.
If you bring in Hollywood money, though, mate.
Well, I wish. So, anyway, this is a scene that I was... Well, my voice was in.
Right.
So I've just found it at the editing room floor.
I remember you were a voice actor.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, yeah. This is my only scene.
You were the ping pong ball in that
It wasn't
film,
me, Rise I wasn't there. That was I left and then some guy came in. So do you want to see my one scene? Don't have to if you don't want to.
Have you got any?
Oh, then what would happen next week?
Yeah. I'd probably just bring the same thing in until you say yes. So you kind of have to say yes unless you don't
probably do it, yeah, because I don't think the Lock the Week clip's going to work.
This is my voice in The Pursuit of Happiness.
Here it is. Here's the cave. Come on. Right here. Go, go, go. Yeah, I think so.
I know what's coming.
No, let me in. I can hear you crying in there. You think you've got it bad. I've got last night's dinner running down my leg. No, avert your eyes, kids. Don't look at me. I don't even remember eating that. It's all over my new tux. And on today, the day of my wedding. So, I don't know. I was in the sound booth for so long, weeks.
It sounds like you were mic'd up when you went to the toilet. That's what it sounds like. Oh, good. I can see that coming in my life. Well done, Max. Yeah, well you're done. Off. Which means it's me again. Should we do Stephen Lies?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Stephen Lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Stephen, do you want to reveal your answer first?
Sir Stephen Boss.
Sir Stephen Boss.
Yes. Jet ski.
Moped.
My dad, XOXO.
Okay, and the question, of course, was name something you'd like to ride.
Do you remember when you were little when you had piggybacks on your dad?
And the rest.
And the rest of the family.
What's his
I wish.
My dad. Oh.
Heart, XOXO.
Yeah.
Wow. So when was the last time you rode your dad?
Well, don't say it like that, please. Probably...
Sorry, when was the last time you rode your father?
Thanks. Mr. Smith, it was potentially, I want to say 10, but probably younger than that. I don't remember fully.
10 years ago.
10 Fuck years.
Up. You would have been what, 20?
So we look at 2016.
Yep.
23.
So instead of coming to graduation, you were riding your dad.
Yeah.
Would you
where get something you, else in your head?
Where did you ride him to?
Just around the garden.
Yeah.
Just around the garden.
Neighbours not complain?
I don't think they could have seen.
Could they have heard?
Hedges. Well, it would have just been me sort of bouncing up and down, you know, as he sort of went around the garden. So,
Is your dad on all fours?
He's coming across as lazy right now.
Yeah, he would have been on two legs.
He's on two legs.
Yeah. And I would have been on two. Oh, I would have been on two legs just above his head.
You're on no legs.
I'm on zero legs, I guess. Yeah. Technically, I'm zero legs because I'm on him.
Yeah. Great core strength from your father.
Great, Incredible, really.
Did he do this with any other of the kids? Just you? Just
well, I don't know if we would consider ourselves
your
kids
mom?
At this point. I pretend. I don't know. I've never seen him do it with my mum.
Right.
Have you heard it?
No.
Do you think she'd like that?
Is it what you do if you're a couple? I don't know.
Now you're an adult, do you think you give your dad a ride? Like he gets to ride you?
Give me a couple more months in the gym.
Yeah.
And I may have the strength to do it.
Would you?
Inner strength.
Like core strength, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
Would you want your son one day to ride you?
I don't even think I'll have a kid, so it's not. Do you know what I mean, it's not
any young
really
boy
for
then?
Me.
Yeah.
No, I think I
or daughter. I don't really know.
It would be bizarre if I just sort of picked up a kid and started, you know, letting that happen,
bouncing up and down on them.
Well, no, if they were
they're bouncing up and down on you.
Why'd you lick your lips after that?
So dry. Moped.
Great way to get around.
Put the O after the ped, you got him. Pedo. do you grip his ears or anything?
No, he grips mine.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that for stability or just
pleasure?
Feels nice.
I think he's just checking if I've still got him.
Yeah. Sure, that takes a second.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but once he's up there.
He's not letting go.
Yeah, once he's up there, what else is he going to do with his hands, you know? Yeah.
Why is he just flicking the top part? What's he looking for?
What's he not looking for, you know? Maybe just a connection with his son.
Yeah.
So, yeah, piggybacks.
Unless you got
jet ski?
Yeah.
Mental, that, isn't
it? I did it once, so. But it was.
I bet that was
enjoyed
fun.
Enjoyed that, yeah. Quad bikes are fun as well.
Yeah.
That's, I've only done that once as well. Do you like to jet ski? Or.
Never tried it. I'd love to give it a go.
Just stay on the yacht with your dad.
Anyone's got a jet ski? Sorry?
Stay on the yacht with your dad.
God, I'd love
when
to have
the
a
boats
yacht.
Are rocking.
That's it, yeah.
I'm fucking come on, knocking.
Sorry?
I'm fucking pa.
Were you going to say parched?
No.
What do you mean fucking pa? Wait a minute! No!
Stopped bar there.
No, wait a minute! You're having me on.
Your dad's having you on.
Yeah, on his bloody shoulders.
Why are they bloody?
Well, I'm quite big, aren't I? So,
oh.
Yeah, so he's probably chafing.
Yeah. Do you ever think about just doing it on the bed?
It's hard to do a piggyback on
a bed. Bit of a chauvinist,
isn't
he? You know, standing up, prancing around the garden.
Prancing around.
Just like next to each other.
No, I wouldn't do that. Busy.
Doing what?
Piggyback rides of my dad. Cheers, Ethan. Oh, do we have to guess now? I think it's Tom, bloody stupid.
I think it's me.
Moped.
What am I about jet ski?
What was your question, Stephen?
What's the sex position I do with my dad? Bloody jet ski, isn't it? No.
That's a good one.
What's your favourite thing to ride? Or something you like to ride?
Oh, nice, okay.
Did we all get the same one? Have you tricked us?
Oh,
it's
nice one, Ethan.
Again.
Fucking hell.
Max.
Hi, Stephen, you okay?
Please, please. Give me a little slice of IMAX. Yes. And we don't normally do IMAX, however,
no.
it is the people's favourite segment. And also, I saw a clip this week and I thought...
Oh, okay.
I thought, my God, this guy is doing what Max used to do.
Oh, wow.
However, he sort of... he's got a new style that I like.
This is me before watching the live-action Moana. This is me after watching the live-action Moana, and I have to say that it was mid.
So, you know, there's someone else out there. Bloody nicking
there
your
are
old thing,
levels
mate.
To this game.
Yeah.
And now he's
the before and after is great.
Good.
That
he's
is a good idea.
He's got a fresh take on it.
Because I've never because it's you never really know what the person's like going into a film, what mindset they're at, what life they're living.
Right.
And when they come out of the film, has it changed them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they a different person?
We're not all the same people watching.
Not at all. Why am I listening to this reviewer who's never stubbed his toe before?
Yeah. He's never walked.
Incredible to have
he's never walked
that
a mile
far
in my shoes.
Toe,
but yeah, well, you can't.
You'd hope
I've
so,
been
anyway.
Mine. I wonder why I keep them in my room. Unless I'm wearing them. I am such a fan of the movies that I...
Well, that's come across this week.
Has it?
It has, yeah.
Has it?
Yeah, with
that's
your voiceover
good.
Work.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah. it's been such a long time since I've done this segment, I've just sort of not watched movies at all.
Yeah, because you love them so much.
Because it's like, oh, God, I just want to review this.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's not even that I like movies, I just love reviewing them.
You just find your hand itching away
yeah,
to write.
Yeah. People have been telling me to get out of the cinema because I'm there with my...
I believe that.
I've got my head torch on, I've got my big pen and I've got my big notebook. They're not happy with that, are they?
Yeah,
sat in the front row.
Sort of scaling down the pen and the notebook.
Yeah, I see what you're getting at, but it's just the way I write and it's really difficult. So, but I've got my recorder. So I've been taking my recorder out with me, and I've got a great episode of IMAX here.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
What use is the giant torch in the actual?
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Popcorn, 3D glasses, hot sticky nacho cheese. No, these aren't things I need to achieve a sublime orgasm. These are my three essential items for going to the movies. Okay, and they give me a sublime orgasm too, lol. great crowd here, at the premiere for the hottest movie in town, Jackass. Now, I wonder who this Jack could be. Oh no, my popped corn. No, no, no. Come here, you little bugger.
Fuck you!
Oh, come now, Jack. I wouldn't call you little, lol. Owie! Why are the crowd cheering that? Do they enjoy watching people in pain? Hey, get out of my pockets.
Do you have any money?
No, I just have this popped corn.
Fuck my ass. What else?
Nacho cheese. Hey, give it back. Ah, my sublime orgasm is ruined. Hey, stop holding me down. No, oh God. Please, everyone, stop cheering this. Oh God, how long will it last?
All fucking night.
No. Fucking hell.
Wow, that's...
Movies, eh? Jackass, not a fan.
Enjoy, it's very divisive, that, you know, because some people think, oh, it's a bit much, but some people just love the chaos.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess if you go into a film like that, or just a scenario like that, especially if they're putting on, like, a big premiere for it, I didn't realise he was just going to fart on me for the whole thing. And eat my cheese. Not great, is it?
Shouldn't bring cheese into there.
Well, what do you have?
Did you even have nachos? Because I didn't hear you mention them.
No, it's the cheese. I love the cheese. Honestly, cheese, I could eat the cheese with anything.
Just suck on that cheese.
Well, I guess you can't have it because you're vegan.
True.
I'm going to go now, not because of that segment.
Right.
It's a little bit because of, yeah.
Large part.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, nice. Good stuff, though, yeah.
We're being joined by an Olympian.
Oh, bloody hell.
I think he's here now, actually.
Sugar. Oh, I saw it. I didn't even see you stood there. You okay, mate?
Do you need a hand or are you?
It's probably you in about 4 years, isn't it? You keep up your running?
If I'm lucky.
Yeah, well, that's true enough. An Olympian, you say?
That's what I've been told.
Oh, are we here on your part there, fella?
I don't understand what you just said.
Former Olympian, perhaps? Have you got any more information on the guest?
I just have Olympian, but I think he's not active.
So no, he's talking a lot without the camera on him.
I'm so sorry that you have to deal with that.
That's the last time we look in that direction.
Oh, well, lucky for us, eh?
Yeah. What's your name?
The name's Ian Olymp.
Ian Olymp.
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 Hey.
Right, okay.
Great to be here, fellas.
No, really. It's really good to have you here.
Thank you.
Do you appear on a lot of podcasts?
No, this will be the first.
I can't imagine you do, yeah.
I'm recently unemployed.
Recently employed.
Oh, that surprises me. What happened? What did you do in your last job?
I was working in a cheese factory where there was quite a large explosion. There was debris everywhere. Don't clap that.
People must have
lost
died.
Must be jokers of that. But that wasn't a problem. It's just cheese. It was the steel pole that fell down and smacked me that was the problem.
Oh, no.
You're laughing away there.
Why did you lose your job?
Probably the factory explosion.
But you're saying the problem was the pole hitting you?
Aye.
I would claim, like, that's unfair dismissal. Your building hurt me. Fuck you.
Oh, you were dismissed? You didn't mention that.
No, the factory exploded.
I thought so, yeah.
Can't have a job in the factory when there's no factory.
It wasn't the explosion that did it. It was the pole that fell down.
No, that hurt me.
That's hurting. There's no factory now.
So you weren't even hurt by the factory?
Cheese explosion.
Not by the debris, no.
You get a bit of cheese on you. I'm sure it's annoying.
Yeah, but what about the emotional pain?
It just happens when you snaffle a pizza, doesn't it? You know, you get a bit of cheese on you.
Sorry, okay, we'll ask. Was there any sort of emotional pain when you got cheese on you?
It's not the cheese that hurts him. I'm talking about the...
He thinks he's Piers Morgan.
If you worked in a hair salon and it blew up and you got some hair on you, would you be more annoyed about the hair on you or the fact that your business blew up?
Business blew up.
But yeah, you would have
business.
Emotional damage.
I work at a factory.
How long did you work there for?
Yes and no.
Okay. There's a lot of questions from this one.
Are you? I'm just trying to get to the... I just want to know you, Ian.
You're a detective. I want to get to the bottom of it.
I fucking wish I was.
Were you messing around in people's business? That's what you are.
Yeah. Go on, you ask him a fun question.
Fun question.
I love a fun question.
Okay.
What did you ask me before? That was good.
What's your biggest it should have been me
moment? Ooh, yeah, biggest it should have been me moment in your life.
You know in the film, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Were-Rabbit.
You think you should have been the Were-Rabbit?
Yeah.
As you or you as the Were-Rabbit?
As me, yeah.
So the whole film, take out the Were-Rabbit and replace it with this guy.
Ian O'Limp, this guy.
Ian O'Limps. Getting a touchy, isn't he?
You English. Any last questions for Ian O'Limp?
Do you want to hear a song from our producer, Ian James Jones?
I tell you what, I can't stand the sight of him, so I'm going to face this way.
If that's all right, yeah? They love like rebel songs. And
yeah.
Folk songs
rebel
and
songs.
Yeah. Rebel Irish rebel,
Wilson.
Rebel songs.
Folk music.
Rebel Wilson from the Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect.
Hurry up, would you?
I can do the greatest showman.
Fucking get on with it.
Greatest showman. Perfect.
From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the lights. From now on, he's turned.
I tell you what. I tell you what.
Okay.
Just a question between us three.
Go on. Yeah.
Doesn't leave the room.
I didn't realise Ethan Singh was that bad. It made someone leave.
Well, you know what? It's not what we wanted because I thought. He was a boring twat anyway.
You're kidding!
So, you know what? I think we're fucking
stoned. He's got the boat all the way from Ireland.
I think you should be grateful to me for my singing, for sending him packing his bags.
Do you know what? He actually got quite entertaining when we did ask him the questions.
Yeah, he did.
That
yeah.
Meant for
yeah.
Him.
Oh, yeah. You're right, mate.
Yeah.
We've been sick.
A little bit.
Why? What's up?
I think it was just. It's a lot of your stuff today has been movie based and fart based. I'm sorry.
You know, when you've got, you know, when you're dipping your toes in that well, you kind of just want to submerge your whole body, don't you?
Yeah. To imply that you're dipping your toes in, that means that there's a lot of shit already built up that you can just have to dip your toes in, because the well's quite deep.
Depends on where, depends where the well is.
Are you sure it's a well? Are you sure you're not just
a well overflowing
farm?
With
yeah.
shit?
you're just in your own toilet?
I just in my
bathroom,
toilet, yeah, just sort of trying to flush myself away.
That's not going to happen. Can we have the final question, please, Grandad?
Question. If everyone got one get out of jail free card per year, what would you use it on? What are you going to use that bloody card on?
I'm Robin.
Still got a criminal record, I guess.
Yeah, but if you do the right thing with it, you won't need to get a job again.
Rob a bank for me, please.
Rob a bank.
Hmm.
I love movies about I love movies. But Smith.
Yeah,
I love a big bank heist. So I'd like to have an attempt at that each year.
We could do one together.
No, it's only one person can have that.
Sorry,
answer.
Were you spoken to then?
Sorry,
shut up.
That's selected. You need different answers.
I would like to take part in a bank heist with my friends.
Oh, that's good. I'd like that.
Yeah,
I'd love a big bank heist.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
God, you could really go all out.
Or I'll rob somewhere else that, you know, I'll just do something mental.
Don't do it near our bank, though.
No, it's fine.
So
you're going to
draw
bank.
The attention of the police.
Or you could be our fall guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we might not even need to use our card.
We need to rob a bank that's near the Salford Quays, then.
Yeah.
Or the River Irwell for you to fall into. You happy with that? You said
so. I didn't even know that was one of the jobs in like Ocean's 11. I guess the name Ocean should have given it away.
Yeah,
falls into the ocean.
You're just getting a river. So think about how easy that is,
and that feeds into the ocean
eventually. But I think you'll be fine. You can get out before you get to the ocean.
No, do you know, I'm going to commit to the bit.
Right.
Off to that's me. That's my guy.
That's probably one in our gang. Commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really good.
Fished out of the Irish Sea and sent to prison.
I'm not too sure how we're going to utilise him. Like, are we robbing the bank, or are we going? Do you hear that splash?
Fuck off!
No, they go, no.
How big is this fucking splash?
Exactly. That's what we're going to hope for. We're going to hope it's a big splash so that it can be a distraction. Because otherwise, you're just
because we're kind of city centre base.
You're city centre base, and then I jump into the Irwell, and for some reason, water starts splashing the splashing the bloody Lloyd's Bank.
In fact,
you've jumped into the Albert Dock.
A lot of banking's online now, so yeah, really, it's going to be an internet hacking job rather than
a, so true, yeah,
a face-to-face thing. But still, we will need a fall guy. Maybe you keep getting your password wrong.
I feel like this is the like the after-credit scene where it's like, what's Max been up to this whole time? Oh, he just falls into the river at the beginning of the film and just floats away.
No, we wouldn't do that. We just have you in like...
He's just locked out of his online banking.
We'll lift up like a dumpster,
yeah,
and you'll poke out. And you're just wanking off a raccoon.
So I'm not even falling for... The only thing I'm falling for, I guess, is a raccoon.
You're falling
in love with a raccoon and wanking him off.
And the raccoon turns to the camera and goes, God, is the film over yet?
That's breaking the fourth wall. That's taking me out of the
and
scene.
Then it says, to be continued. Yeah. And the raccoon pops his head through the O and says, not this, though.
Really?
Yes, really.
I'm feeling that.
The script? Yeah.
No, Smith, I wasn't given the script, was I? I was fed a word at a time.
And then, you know, the second film opens with us two and the raccoon on a yacht.
Yes.
You're swimming after it. Please.
Let me jack it one more time. Brilliant, yeah. Cheers, guys. Great movie that is. That for 2.5 hours in the cinema. You're doing your epic, you're doing your second bank heist. And there's me, I keep blundering in because I'm trying to wank off a raccoon.
The second one's less of a bank heist, more like grown-ups. You know, it's like we meet up again and friends, what we've been up to. And you've just got the raccoon as your phone background.
Have you seen those memes where like they'll film and you'll just see the person running from miles away? Because every scene will be that of me trying to wank off this raccoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at least you got a get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
What am I going to jail for?
I mean, you can't do that.
Well, bestiality. Yeah. You've used yours to rob a bank and get rich, and I've been I will let him off for fucking a raccoon. Yeah, brilliant.
You went into it thinking it was just going to be a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's distracting me, hasn't it?
It did.
Problem is, you're in the courts and you're thinking, I've got my get out of jail free card. You go in your pocket, you pull out a banana skin. Oh, what did I leave in the dumpster? And as you go back, they're taking it away. And they go, What happened? You
know,
I dropped something in this dumpster. And they go, what were you doing? And you go, I was wanking off a raccoon.
Yeah.
And then they're just teasing you reckless.
Really?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to turn around and slip on a banana peel. Yeah.
And they go, sorry, when was this? And you go, well, it was about 6 months ago now, actually.
Yeah.
You think we only empty these bins every 6 months? Are you mental? Are you fucking
and
mental?
And I say, you fucking mental, mate. Why don't you? You scruffy.
And they go, sorry, why are you spitting raccoon sperm all over my face?
I didn't get to the sperm. If you watch the movie, you'll realise I didn't actually finish the raccoon off.
Bro's got no motion with the rodents.
Well, why didn't you have a go?
I don't want to.
You scruffy.
You got me. Get back in the dumpster.
Taking your own, pal.
Second invite.
Found it.
Yeah, this is what you call an Uber. Read the script. You have a line.
Oh, I do. Bonus. Well, thank you for that great final question.
Yeah, really good.
I think you tried to stop that happening, Ethan.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
I know.
Shocking.
Well done, everyone.
Anyway, guys, I've been joined by Max Smith.
Hey, guys, it's been a pleasure.
Tom Looney.
Thank you, Stevie. Thank you, everyone. Looney.
And Ethan James.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Jamesy. Jonesy.
No, Ethan Jones. I think as a sort of LinkedIn PR move, you should go with Jones.
Yeah,
I think it's better.
Burn that.
I respect you more as Ethan James.
Well, I need a bit of that.